You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation this morning is from James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. The letter of James is a very simple letter. It's hortatory. He exhorts us to do a set of things. And unlike, for example, the Gospel of John, where there's multiple levels of meaning, in James, it's much better to kind of stay at the level that he's at. He's simple. He's direct. And he wants you to listen to something and to do it. And there's wisdom in what he says. So it's one of these where my encouragement would be to don't overthink the meditation. Take it at its face value and reflect on it. So in that spirit, I'll just make a few simple comments. So it's in the context of the rich, the chapter opens with, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you." In other words, your riches are rotted. He's basically saying, being rich is not a great thing. We've heard that earlier in James, and he's talking about the fact that the wages that you've withheld, O rich people, from those who deserve it, those are going to come back at you. But be patient, therefore, brothers. So now he's back to talking to us, to those who are following the Lord. Hopefully not ones who are about to be judged for being misusing the wealth that the Lord has given them. But in fact, he's probably more exhorting the Christians who actually are being faithful to the Lord and not stuck in their riches, but are living simple lives. And he says, be patient and wait for the Lord, just like a farmer who waits for the crops. Just wait. That's a good thing. And we've been in a season of waiting, but that season is going to continue beyond Advent. It's our life. We're waiting for something that is better and is coming soon. But soon, according to the Lord's definition of soon, as we heard from Peter, and we'll hear again tomorrow. But he says, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And the making them steadfast, that's kind of the sense of it. Establish your heart. Make your heart steadfast. Make your orientation to be one of trust in the Lord himself. Don't grumble. That's the opposite in a certain way. It's having an unsteadfast heart. It's one who's not satisfied with what you have. It's not waiting. It's not patient. And so that you might not be judged. And behold, the judge is standing at the door. Thankfully, that day is not going to come until the Lord is ready, and hopefully we are ready. So it's a simple meditation to kind of say, yes, we've been waiting, continue to wait with good hearts, loving your brothers and sisters, and waiting for the day when we will see the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.